sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everyone? We are coming to you live from the DoubleTree Airport here in Tampa as we get ready for BKFC 8 right around the corner. Pretty excited about it, but the Royal One is back into the U.S. of A. How did they even let you back in?
I snuck in. I just flew in under the radar.
Well, you can't sneak in.
I had a stealth bomber. They didn't even see me.
Yeah, that's what you want to say. Did you go through customs? they let all the paraphernalia you were able to bring back.
Yeah,
you know, I did see, and we have guests already lined up, so I'm not giving you too much time to talk.
Okay,
but I did see that you made a pizza in the oldest pizzeria in the world.
What was incredible is it started out in 1738, and the peddlers would come, and that was where they traded their goods and services. And then they had pizza cart on the street, and they would give pizza out, and you had like a credit system up to 8 days to pay your meal back in 1738. So
it's kind of like what we have.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a credit system.
8,000 days to pay my bill.
And their credit line that they say is like it's your last free meal, because if you died within that 7 day period, you
it's
free. Free.
Well, it's kind of like what Joanna said last week, which I think this is one of the coolest things, honestly, that any celebrity, any fighter has ever said. So somebody put out a rumor that Joanna was not going to make weight.
Okay.
I don't know where it started. I know who allegedly started this, but you know, we don't do that. So on Wednesday at Sundome at Yingling Center, whatever it's called now, somebody went up to Joanna and said, "How sure are you that you're going to make weight on Friday?" And you know what she came back with?
Huh.
"How sure are you that you're going to wake up in the morning?"
Oh.
I loved it.
Wow.
I loved it. I thought it was an awesome, awesome comeback. Then when she weighed in, she told everybody to hush and now go to work. And she's pretending to type, you know, when she obviously made weight.
Sure.
So it definitely was cool. So we are going to talk a little bit about the UFC last week.
Sure.
We are going to talk about this Saturday. I just found out, cluster, you know what the next word is, right?
Sure.
Saturday. Do you know what else is Saturday at the fairgrounds?
Is it the gun show?
No, it's Cheap Trick.
Oh, and ZZ Top. Okay.
So I have reached out to Robin Zander to have Robin and Cheap Tricks come over for a fight or two. How cool would that be?
Better fights at the Bare Knuckle or at the ZZ Top?
Oh, I don't know.
That's a great question.
I know. That is a great question. Well, let's get it off. Let's get this thing started right away. We have somebody sitting here want to come over. One of our local guys.
So is the Fire Academy, is that the training ground? Is that the feeder program for professional fighting?
Why are you asking me? We have a firefighter coming on.
Because we know one in the UFC. He's pretty good. Named Stipe. So
he's all right.
So maybe this Fire Academy is where all aspiring professional fighters should start.
So maybe you should reach out and get it started.
Well,
Jared,
how
are you?
We have one
good,
right
here. I appreciate. First and foremost, before we get started, I really don't need to apologize, but you saw me. He saw me in action.
Oh, okay.
He saw me in action. So this is my son.
Right.
And my son and my daughter are known to, when I'm in the room screaming at credit card companies and banks and customer service, they'll come to the door and put their ear on the door just to listen. And when I looked over, he's over there laughing. He was having the best time.
He's got some great lines. And I don't know where he comes up with this stuff.
It's entertaining. And nobody has patience with being on hold and dealing with customer service, especially half the time they don't really speak the language that well, whatever it may be, but it was entertaining.
They transferred me 6 times from the fraud department to customer service. Customer service can't do it. Fraud does it. I go to fraud. No, you have to go to customer service. Then when I didn't know my passcode, they said you have to go into a local branch. So I called the local branch. They go, "What's wrong with you? Call this number."
Yeah.
And they transferred me back to the people I just talked to. So I sort of apologize, but I'm glad I entertained you.
Absolutely.
So you're a fireman. You're in the academy. What's going on?
I firefighter paramedic. I've been working with the local department here for about 10 years now. And that's my full-time gig. And it's great, great career. Lucky to have it.
Do you watch or do you not watch Chicago PD and Chicago Fire and all that?
I've seen Chicago Fire. It's entertaining, but I think with any any career that you're in that you also see it on TV, you're going to pick it apart. Like, sure. That's fake.
And so what's fake? Since I watch it all the time, you know, what's fake about it?
I don't know. I thought
we were going to talk about your fight. Didn't you?
It's not important.
Forget the fight.
No, one of the ones I just happened to catch was, you know, somebody's hanging off the side of the building and the captain's like, you know, throws a rope around his stomach and he's like, you guys hold the other end of this anchor. And he goes to like base jump off to catch this guy. And I'm like, that whole situation, that's like a real, like an hour to make that happen the right way, because obviously no one's going to base jump on, but to get it secured and get it right where you want and all that stuff, like, not going to happen.
They just had that episode again. It was a young kid that did it.
So is the movie Backdraft real or fake?
So real. No, far from it. But again, still entertaining. I mean, like when he's talking, when you go into a building and he goes, he's like, you know, hold your breath. Don't be afraid of it. Like, no, we're wearing air packs. We're going to breathe. You know, I mean, we're not going there without an air pack. You want to be able to enjoy your retirement if you make it.
So when you walk through the firehouse, like that firehouse, now they know you're fighting on Saturday. Uh-huh. So do they like stay away from you, or do you still have to like steep aid? Do you still got to clean the toilets and all that kind of stuff?
It's still equal opportunity. I mean, they support me, but they're still going to rag on me and vice versa. That's the best thing about working with the fire department. We're all brotherhood, and we just chew on each other all day long and have a good time. And
what is your fighting background?
So I started out in just straight kickboxing. My first amateur fight was when I was 20 years old. I'm 35 now. And I didn't have one friend.
I liked him up until that point. Why? He's 35. You know, same age as my son.
Getting up there. Sorry.
Yeah, getting up there. Okay.
But I didn't have one friend or family member that was in the fight business or game or anything. I just wanted to be a kickboxer. Just thought, hey, I might be good at it, and I want to do it. And I became amateur world champ. And then I started making the transition into MMA, because the old saying was, once you turn pro for kickboxing, you retire. I mean, glory wasn't around back then. There really wasn't much going on, especially in the United States. So I started learning how to grapple just to fight MMA. And I'm one of those guys, I'm striking first. That's my first love. And I only did grappling because I had to. Like, a lot of people love it, and it's legit. It works. I don't discredit any of that. It's awesome. But I didn't necessarily enjoy it, so I didn't put a lot of time into it. It was just like...
what didn't you enjoy about it? And you know, a lot of novices, not that you are, I'm saying a lot of novices as you're starting, the first thing that they don't like, and I know you do a little jiu-jitsu. I am a three-stripe white belt myself. haven't trained in forever. You know, the typical is you don't like to get on the ground with at least that was my issue. I didn't want to get on the ground and roll around with a guy I didn't know.
Uh-huh.
So that was kind of the thing I didn't like.
First. You got to buy him a drink first. Right?
Well, no, I brought Sean. So Sean and I would train all the time. So that's how I got over that. And then I would hand pick, you know, who I wanted to train with and that kind of stuff. Was it that? Was it just the jiu-jitsu part itself? Or what didn't you like?
A few things. I'm kind of a realist, and I like to, you know, practice, like, play as much as you can. And, for example, with striking, even when you're sparring, explosiveness and athleticism counts for a lot, you know, and your speed and everything, because you start from a little bit of a distance, you know, a couple feet from each other, and then you touch gloves and you go. For the most part, and I know some jiu-jitsu schools, you know, you do start from your feet and you go for a takedown, but for the most part, when you're training just jiu-jitsu, most schools where, you know, you sit on your butt, you shake hands, and you just start slowly scooting towards each other, and you work into something.
Right.
So maybe because I'm same as you, I'm a novice at it. I never got to that high level, but maybe since I didn't have so many tricks up my sleeve, it was hard for me to go slow and still come out on top, you know what I mean? So I like it where, like, yeah, even if you don't know what you're doing, at least maybe your athleticism and your speed can get you through something. That wasn't the case. So it's definitely a very humbling sport. Like, I have lost a fight to getting caught in an armbar and stuff. Sure. Like, it's real. Like I said, I don't discredit it. It 1,000% works. But again, just from maybe because I was a striker for so long and I was, like, actually good at that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, always my first love, and I'd want to do nothing but, okay, let's get out of this hold and stand up and fight again. So
Saturday, this plays right into your hands because you don't have to worry about any of that.
Yeah, leading into bare knuckle, that got me excited. I'm like, okay, it's only striking. I don't have to worry about takedowns or grappling or any of that stuff. I was like, this is my forte. This is where I feel comfortable. This is what I enjoy. So whenever this became a thing, which I know it's been around for, I think, a year, year and a half now, something
just
like that.
Yeah, about a year and a half at June.
And I didn't personally hear about it till the last one came to Tampa. And actually, I was on shift that day, but a lot of my friends went, and they're like, dude, that is entertaining. That is a, like...
So how did you get hooked up with David Feldman and BKFC?
My coach, one of my coaches, Jeff Bailey, he's he runs a school out of, it's called Bare Knuckle.
Did you see that look he just gave you?
Yeah. Anyways, he runs Gracie Clearwater. How you doing, sir? And he has had a couple fighters on it before, and some of those same guys are going to be on this one. And when he was advertising on Facebook, he's like, hey, you know, we got guys fighting Bare Knuckle in Tampa in a couple months. And I literally like messaged him right then. I was like, you got room for one more? And he messaged the president and got it going. Told him about my background.
Have you ever fought Bare Knuckle? Have you ever fought in the streets before? I mean, because it's similar, but it's not. I mean, this has rules.
That's probably the most interesting thing about this sport is you can't fully practice like you play. Like, I mean, you can spar hard, but you can't really spar without gloves, because even if you're going light, you can cut each other. Yeah, I mean, you can bust a knuckle, whatever. So it's kind of interesting. Unless you've specifically fought bare knuckle, everybody's first time is going to be the night of the event. So it's kind of exciting. You know what I mean?
Who are you fighting?
I'm fighting a guy out of Virginia. I don't know a ton about him. I know he's had a handful of MMA fights. You know, I watched some of his videos and stuff. Have full respect for the guy. I look forward to competing against him. I have no reason to have any kind of ill will towards him. I just want to go and compete. You know, I mean, this is a sport. You know, you can be buds afterwards.
Sure.
I usually am. You know, I'm happy to have a beer with whoever after the fight. But, you know, during, we're competitors, and let's go after it.
Definitely good stuff. We're going to run to a break. Before we do, we need to get your mailing address. We're going to ship you a shipment from 8 Man Strong.
Awesome.
For sitting down and having a couple minutes with us. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys having me.
When we come back, the guy that always makes me smile, he's one of my favorite people on planet Earth. No, you're looking at the wrong guy.
No.
I like David a lot, but this guy over here, every time I see him, it's like he's the coolest guy in the world. When we come back, Gabriel Gonzaga sitting with us along with David Feldman. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Travel around the world, and you'll never have to leave St. Pete at the 45th Annual International Folk Fair, October 25th through the 27th, with the Betty Fox Band performing Friday night at 7:30 p.m. Gates open Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at noon. Visit over 39 countries, watch parades, sample their food, and purchase gift items. Check out the Beer Garden on Saturday with bands performing on the main stage. Admission is just $10 for adults, $6 for students, and children under 6 are free. It's the 45th Annual International Folk Fair at the Vinoy Park in St. Pete, all presented by spiffs.org.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Wouldn't it be sweet to have an endless supply of Culver's fresh frozen custard? Do what we do. Pour fresh dairy into your temperature-controlled custard machine. Trust me, once you have one, you'll wonder how you ever lived without it. Adjust flow to produce creamy ribbons of frozen custard. And lastly, do the spoon test to ensure smooth texture. Yum.
Better yet, come to Culver's and leave the whole frozen custard made throughout the day thing to us. Welcome to Delicious.
Exciting fight promotion is back. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship 8, live from the Florida Fairgrounds in Tampa, with a monstrous fight card, including Bigfoot versus Gonzaga, as Bigfoot Silva makes his bare knuckle debut against Gabriel Gonzaga. Plus, Jim the Beast Allers battles Julian Hellboy Lane in the semifinals of the Women's Featherweight Tournament. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship 8, Saturday, October 19th. Tickets available exclusively at bareknuckle.tv.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
Okay, we are back live from the DoubleTree Airport here in Tampa. Just, what is it, 3 days? 3 days and a couple hours away from BKFC 8 over at the fairgrounds. Main eventer sitting here with us, Gabriel Gonzaga. How are you?
Good, good. Good to be here.
3 days before, how do you feel? Not, you know, health-wise, just it's 3 days before. Do you try to block it out? Do you try to think about your upcoming fight? Do you try to veteran, so it's nothing new?
Always when you're going to fight, you're going to have some nerves in your system. So if you postpone as much as you can for closer to the fight, you're going to suffer less to your system. So mental game is... I got used to. I do compete Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu since 1994, so a long time of competition helping you to to deal with the stress before a fight.
Are you a fan of other sports as well? I know you're up in Massachusetts now, baseball. I mean, do you follow the Red Sox? Do you follow the Patriots? Or
I don't follow too much sports, but I know Massachusetts is really good with basketball play and the NFL right now is Patriots always on the top of the chart. So I do follow a little bit just because everybody talk about. But I a long time ago used to follow more football in when I was living in Brazil, but when I moved to here, the busy time, I start to focus more in the martial arts.
So when you were following football in Brazil, yeah. We're talking soccer.
No, football.
Talking football.
Yeah,
really.
Green Bay and farm and.
Okay.
Yeah.
So kind of a funny story. There's a friend of mine. He played for Tampa Bay, went to New England. Now he's in Carolina. Caleb Beninat. So I asked him a question, and he said, well, when I was a kid, I moved over here from Nigeria. And I said to my mom, I want to go out and meet the local kids in the neighborhood. Would you sign me up for football? So they signed him up for football. And then a phone call came, and a whole list of equipment that he needs. And the mom's like, I signed him up for football. What do you need shoulder pads and a helmet? They thought he was signing him up, you know, for soccer.
Yeah, the only place on earth that you play football with your hands is here, right?
Right, exactly. David Feldman also sitting down. I just wanted to say, hey, how are you? I don't want to direct everything to the right.
He's the star of the show right now. I mean, it's great to have Gabriel Gonzaga on the show, fighting Bigfoot. He's been a pleasure to deal with. Very humble guy. He doesn't speak too much, but when he talks, you know. He talks with his hands.
I know
and
you,
his feet.
I know you heard when I said that Gabe was coming on. Have you ever seen him not smiling? Until he gets into a cage, till he gets into a ring.
Nah, he's been a pleasure, man. He's always he's happy. He's happy with life, and I think we gave him another chance at combat sports life right now.
Walk us through how this whole thing happened. Obviously, I've known you, you know, from the UFC days, MMA. What came of it? Dave reached out to you. You reached out to him. And where is the love and passion for bare knuckle?
Yeah, I was getting ready for my Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu competition, for the Worlds. I just fought. And the day before, the event called me and offered me the fight. I said, no, I'm going to fight tomorrow. I don't want to think about that right now. Then I fought and become a world masters champion my division. And then I said, okay, now, yeah, now let's do something really different. So I always love boxing, and but the boxing with the big gloves is a little bit different than when you're boxing for MMA. And bare knuckles much more similar because it's easier to apply the punches, because with the big gloves you have much more shield. So yeah, let's try it.
How do you train for this? You know, because it's totally different. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago when you were on. So how do you get ready and train for something that's different and unique that normally you don't train?
Yeah, it's a pretty much a boxing training with MMA gloves and sometimes no gloves at all. Punch some bag just to make sure your knuckles gonna be stiff enough to take the whole fight. So you kind of callous a little bit your hand punching the bag with no. That's what I thought would be useful to my game. So I did by myself. I don't know if it's good or not.
We'll find out Saturday night. Do you have to like pull punches, or can you throw a punch like you would normally throw a punch?
I never like to throw 100% of a punch because that's not how the art of boxing works. You just throw the punch and trying to put the speed on it. But if you really load all your power from that punch, and you miss it, so you're gonna be in a bad spot for a counter. So it's pretty much a game. You know, you need to know how to play the game. The game is different rules, different way to walk, different way to posture, different way to be. So in boxing, we stand a little bit more sideways than MMA because we don't have to worry about kicks and shooting the leg or taking down. So in boxing, we can turn much more sideways. And with bare knuckle, we cannot count with the blocking system. You need be much more active and on your feet and get out from the punch. So it's a little bit different game, but nothing that different.
With it being slightly different, can you take anything from video of Bigfoot's previous MMA fights? I mean, with it being a little different, can you take anything, or do you just throw that out and you have to look at it, everything differently?
I always need to have the open mind because you never know what's going to happen because it's a new game. But in the same way, you can see some flaws that the body take a long time to fix it. So maybe don't have time to fix it and trying to use that in your favor.
Back in the day, I would always ask Randy Couture and Tito and Chuck, and I know that I asked you 5, 8, 10 years ago, how big can MMA get? How big can this go? Where can BKFC go?
I believe it's a really big thing growing, so we don't know. I think it's much more fun to watch and will be much more with when people get used with the rules, because it's a game. You need to know what you need to do to survive and to attack. And like MMA, it's a complete different game. It's not the best fighter that always wins. So it's the smartest fighter that wins. So I think because same concept. You need to know how powerful you're going to throw the punch if you get in the guy's head and break your hand. So I broke my hand in the UFC champion, Miocic. So took me a year to recover. I didn't know I could throw the punch and break my hand on his head.
Tough head. Let me ask you, Dave. You know, and again, we've had you on since June of last year, and it continues to grow, bare knuckle and everything that you're doing. How big can we get this sport? Where can we go?
I think we're as I said a lot of times in the past, I think we're about a year and a half, 2 years away from really breaking to be a mainstream, a competitor with MMA and boxing, like a true, true competitor. As you see, there's other bare knuckle organizations coming out now that they're following the lead of what we created. Some are doing a great job, some aren't. And the ones that are doing a great job are just helping getting the name of bare knuckle out more. So I think now I hear in a lot of conversations, I actually did an interview with MMA Junkie the other day, and they called and they said, you know, this interview is a little different. You know, I always ask you about how do you compete with boxing or MMA? And now boxing, MMA, and bare knuckle always comes up in the same sentence now. So I think we're light years ahead of where we were, you know, 16, 18 months ago. And I think it's just growing. It's just growing. I really, truly do believe where we wouldn't be pushing this hard and doing what we're doing. I think we can be a major, major player in combat sports in the next 18 to 24 months.
June of last year, we're in Wyoming getting ready for BKFC1. Could you have anticipated, I know that your dreams and where you want to go, could you ever have imagined just over what, 15 months later, you have the names like Gabriel Gonzaga and Bigfoot Silva?
No, I mean, not at all, really. I'm sitting at Gabe's house a couple weeks ago and looking at all his clippings, and I'm like, man, this guy's fighting for us now. Like, this is the stuff that I dreamt about but didn't really know if it was going to happen, and now they're all reaching out. I mean, it just makes sense because, as Gabe also said, it's not as hard on the body. You know, people look at it and think it's very brutal because they're getting cut and swollen, but it's not as hard on the full body. So someone at an age like Gabe at 40 years old can compete in this sport because he's a tough dude. He's been in there with everybody, and he's very physically fit still. So he can compete, but he doesn't want to be rolling around on the ground and with the knees and the elbows and everything else that comes along with it. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, it's just so, so exciting. I mean, who really doesn't want to see, take the sport out of it, but two guys hit each other with bare knuckles? It's fun to watch. Everybody watches it. When the fights break out in the crowd at fights, they watch the fights in the crowd before they watch the fights.
No, that's
crazy.
Definitely true. It happened Saturday night at Amelie. Yeah. You know, a fight broke out and everybody tends to turn, which kind of ticks me off because I feel bad for the two athletes that are in the cage or the ring or whatever. You know, I mean, we're supposed to be watching that. So what do you do training-wise the next couple of days? Or are you totally done, meaning if you're not ready by now?
Yeah, definitely your body's done. Nothing then you're going to do right now going to improve for the fight. But in the other side too, is your body asks for a little bit of training just to keep the rhythm going. So I do a little bit of training, but nothing real training, just keep the sweat going.
Looking back on your career, what is the first thing that comes to mind? Like, I can't believe I'm fighting here. And the reason I'm asking that, to me, and I've done a lot of cool stuff, but when I had my George Gugel gi in Rio and training with David Vieira, to me, I'm like, I can't believe I'm in Rio training Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Has there ever been anywhere in your career where you're like, I can't believe I'm wherever?
Yeah, in the beginning of my career, I never want to fight MMA. That never was my goal. My goal always was Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and trying to be a world champion. But in the same sense, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, really, the old school, the roots, always my master fought no rules, Vale Tudo, back in the day. His master used to fight too. So it's not about the money, it's just about to prove how the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu could be effective at that time. Then I went to compete in maybe my third competition in MMA. And then the guy, I'll go there and put the guy down and smash him. And then I didn't know who I was going to fight. And then I started to fight with the guy. And I was trying to put him down. And he was a wrestler. And I didn't know nothing about wrestler back in the day. So inside the ring, I thought, what am I doing here? Why am I doing that? But then, thanks to the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, I could handle on the ground. But in the same way, while I was doing boxing for maybe 3-4 months, and that was the opening. Then I could apply to making him dizzy and go to the ground with him. So if I didn't have any hands going on, it would be a real trouble. So that I'm talking about maybe 2006, 2004. So that was the really, really feeling that I should not be there. But everything went well, and I did what needed to be done.
Explain to me how you and all the most of the fighters, because I know some still, you know, keep that the bad blood. My brother punched me when I was 19, and I've disliked him ever since. How do you get in a fight, fight a guy, and then everything's cool after? 9 out of 10 times.
Yeah, I think that you need to understand that at the end of the day, that's a sport. That's not a fight. It's not personal. And if you take personal, that may affect you in the bad way, in the wrong direction. So you see a lot of the fighters, they trying to provoke the other guy to get inside the other guy's head, just to make the guys make more mistakes. Because when your emotion is high, you tend to take wrong decisions. So, and when you do that, and you know, your face depends on that.
Sure, sure.
You're not taking a good decisions to you. So I try to be as friendly as possible with every single one because I don't have no problem with nobody. But in the same way, I don't want to get hit. So so better hit first.
I can imagine that if somebody tried to talk whatever or try to get in your head, and you being you and you just kind of like laugh at them or smile at them like you do all the time, that's got to be just as much getting in his head because you're like, hey, it's not bothering me.
Yeah, I never have it, nobody to trying to get inside my head because I never let space for them. I think that the key of the human being be what we are right now is one word is respect. I don't need to like you. I just need to respect you. And that's the key for everything. So if the guy don't like me and respect me, I will respect him back. I don't need to like him back. And that's how human beings
sure.
grow up into the society, right?
So, Gabriel, so this question is more like, I know the jitters and the nerves, you're a veteran, you know all the things, but is there any added pressure to put on a great show? Because if you've been following the BKFC, each fight seems to outdo the one before it. I mean, it's like, oh my God, that was amazing, and then the next one happens, like, it was even better. Do you feel any extra pressure to put on a spectacular finish Saturday night?
Definitely, that's one thing that I never focus in what I'm going to do as a show. But in the same way, I always put my best out. So going to be a show anyway. And it's not, I'm not there doing a play. I'm there fighting. So I'm going to fight my best to be successful and get out with the victory. The best way to do that is as soon as possible.
So the most important thing is Saturday night out at the fairgrounds, BKFC 8. It's an action-packed card. It's going to be outstanding. The second most important thing, what's your favorite kind of pizza? And we'll have Pizza Man deliver some pizza.
Absolutely.
I like any pizza. Normally, I just eat cheese pizza, but any. In Brazil, we have a lot of sweet pizza.
I know. I was just going to say that. When I was down there with the UFC, Anderson Silva versus Yushin Okami, and I stayed with David and Daniel Vieira, we went to a different buffet every night, and then we went to this pizza buffet, and it's like ice cream on a pizza.
Yeah.
Like, what is this? But it was pretty good.
A lot of sweet pizza, chocolate, and different things on top of.
Is there anything food-wise you can't eat or you try to stay away from, you know, while you're training? Then you jump on after?
No, definitely a high sugar. I try to avoid, just don't feel bad about, like your body feeling bad. But I can eat whatever I want. I just trying to eat a little bit better, mm-hmm. just for feel better and my body react better. When I was 18, did I need that?
Right. Do you feel bad for these smaller guys or women that are fighting that, you know, have to cut weight and can't eat certain things?
Yeah.
You're eating a quarter pounder.
Exactly. When I was maybe 19, I was cutting weight for a grappling match and never did that anymore. Actually, I did one time, but just to not really cut, just to maintain. So I hate it. I did one time and I hate it. So I prefer go to the upper division.
Thank God Gabriel didn't walk in like an hour ago when I was on the phone with the bank, because I wouldn't have been able to do and say everything that I did and said with the guy that makes me smile.
Because you don't have any respect for the customer service people.
I don't know. It's a long story. So Saturday night.
Respect, my friend, for all people.
I tried.
Even credit cards.
I tried. 50 minutes in, I couldn't anymore. Dave, where can people get tickets? Are there tickets still available? I know you're not leaving, but I mean, I wanted to talk about real quick.
Tickets are still available. You can get them through our website at bareknuckle.tv. You can also get tickets at the door. There will be some tickets available at the door. But bareknuckle.tv, or you can also go to our website, which is bareknuckle.tv, and it'll give you the pay-per-view instructions to watch it live on any cable or satellite provider, and also on Fight TV streaming around the world.
Let me ask you this, and then we're going to hit this break. How do you handle, and I've seen you about five of these seven so far, how can you handle working and getting the show off? And I know you're a fan, so you kind of want to watch as well. How do you cross that line or get up to that line of watching a little but working as well?
Just really have a great team now. You know, we're on our eighth event now. We've assembled a really, really great team. I'm getting a lot of people calling me saying, I saw it on this. I saw it advertised on this. I saw it. It came back on this. So we're really getting our team together there. My son actually heads up operations, David Jr. So he actually allows me to enjoy the show. I have to enjoy this fight because I'm really, truly looking forward to this fight. I mean, 550-plus pounds in the squared circle at one time. Two very, very good strikers, two very tough guys. I mean, it's got fireworks written all over
it. I lied. I have another question. I better ask now because I'll forget. I'll forget by the time we come back. As a promoter, would you rather two guys that get along, big names, you know, like the two that we're going to have on Saturday, or is it better from a promotion where they dislike each other and they, you know, what is better for you? Not necessarily to promote it, but just for you.
I mean, I think leading up to it, you like a little bit of animosity. It's great for the hype and leading up to it. But as we saw with Paulie, Malignaggi, and Artem, but that fight didn't produce the fireworks that the pre-fight did. So I think you got a quiet guy like Gabe Gonzaga that doesn't really talk a lot of smack. I mean, we went into his house and interviewed him, and I tried to pull it out of him. I'm like, Bigfoot Silva said, not only does he want to beat you, not only does he want to knock you out, he wants to hurt you. He was like, okay,
we will see.
I'm like, I can't pull it out of this guy, but he's the guy that's going to go in there and he's going to throw. He's going to try his best and he's going to do, you know, as good as he can do. He's going to put on one hell of a show. So I think it can really go either way. In selling the fight, obviously, you like that smack talk because it sells it. It gets people invested behind it. But when it, you know, the time comes to put on that show inside the squared circle, these guys, I know are going to do it because they have everything to lose. They have everything to lose right now because this is the next chapter for them.
Sure. And the flip side of that is, you know, as a fan that knows the sport and knows these names, they're like, I want to see this really nice, gentle giant and see what he's going to do on Saturday. You know, so it is the flip as well. All right, let's go hit another break. Coming to you live from the DoubleTree Airport as we get ready for BKFC8. I can't wait. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Travel around the world, and you'll never have to leave St. Pete at the 45th Annual International Folk Fair, October 25th through the 27th, with the Betty Fox Band performing Friday night at 7:30 p.m. Gates open Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at noon. Visit over 39 countries, watch parades, sample their food, and purchase gift items. Check out the Beer Garden on Saturday with bands performing on the main stage. Admission is just $10 for adults, $6 for students, and children under 6 are free. It's the 45th Annual International Folk Fair at the Vinoy Park Park in St. Pete, all presented by Spiffs.org.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Wouldn't it be sweet to have an endless supply of Culver's fresh frozen custard? Do what we do. Pour fresh dairy into your temperature-controlled custard machine. Trust me, once you have one, you'll wonder how you ever lived without it. Adjust flow to produce creamy ribbons of frozen custard. And lastly, do the spoon test to ensure smooth texture. Yum.
Better yet, come to Culver's and leave the whole frozen custard made throughout the day thing to us. Welcome to Delicious.
Exciting fight promotion is back. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship 8, live from the Florida Fairgrounds in Tampa, with a monstrous fight card, including Bigfoot versus Gonzaga, as Bigfoot Silva makes his bare knuckle debut against Gabriel Gonzaga. Plus, Jim the Beast Allers battles Julian Hellboy Lane and the semifinals of the Women's Featherweight Tournament. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship 8, Saturday, October 19th. Tickets available exclusively at bareknuckle.tv.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South El Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
Hi, we are back coming to you live from the DoubleTree Airport here in Tampa as we get ready for BKFC 8 Saturday night. Action packed. Go see a little Cheap Trick and then walk right next door and watch some awesome fights. So, Dave, let me ask you this. First and foremost, who did you sign first? Was it Gabriel or is it our next guest, Bigfoot Silva?
It was Bigfoot Silva. He came on very easily. He wanted to be a part of this. He saw what we were doing and obviously knows that he likes to stand up and bang. You know, that's a really good part of his game plan. Sure. And he was all on board very, very easily, very easy to deal with. And everything got done very easy with him.
Antonio, how did you first find out about this sport?
I'm so excited, and when the guys tell me about the Bare Knuckle, I watch it on website, and I like so much. When I start fight, we don't use gloves, you know, and I love action, I love different levels, and I accept it. And I'm so happy.
Right.
Part of being.
So, David, you sign Antonio Bigfoot Silva. Then the decision is I have to find somebody that's almost as big as him, because I don't know if anybody is as big as you. So then you get Gabriel Gonzaga. What was your thoughts when that name started to surface to fight Gabriel Gonzaga?
Yeah, Gabriel is a good fighter, you know. He fought good guys on the UFC, on MMA. I respect him a lot. You know, he's a legend in jiu-jitsu, but now it's a totally different. Now it's a boxing rules with no gloves, you know, and I respect him outside the ring, before and after. Inside of the ring, we're going to do for a big battle, a big war inside of the ring.
I see you smiling. It's like you're excited about this. You know, I mean, I've followed your career. I've been involved in UFC since UFC 11, and obviously we know who you are. I haven't really seen you this excited in a long, long time.
Oh, yeah. Say again, please.
No, I was just saying how excited it appears that you are right now.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited. I told you before, I like action, you know. I love different levels. I fought the best guys in the world, you know. Fedor, Overeem, Cain Velasquez. I like that. I born to fight. I start training at 5 years old, and I love that.
How much of an advantage is it that you don't have to worry about Gabriel's jiu-jitsu or anything on the ground? It's just straight punches.
Yeah, exactly. Now I train too hard by 3 months. Now I train with Everton. He's a world box champion in Brazil. And he's a totally different, but that's really good because I can't stress with taking him down, you know, for kicks, for knees, not just stand up. I try to improve my speed, you know, and move my body more. And I'm explosive right now, and I'm gonna do my best for this fight and. We're going to do a big battle.
I think I know why you did this, David Feldman. I know why you put Bigfoot Silva against Gabriel Gonzaga, because this is a fight you don't have to promote, because everybody wants to see this, because it's going to be fireworks.
It's absolutely going to be fireworks. I mean, Bigfoot Silva, he looks, I mean, look at him. You said, he said he's excited. He looks different.
He does. Yeah. He does.
To me, he looks like he's excited, like it's a rebirth right now. Like it's a new chapter. It's something new for him to do, and he's very, very excited about it. And I mean, if you're a combat sports fan and you don't want to see Bigfoot Silva fight Gonzaga bare knuckles, then you're probably not a real combat sports fan, because this has fireworks written all over it. Two guys, I'm 6 foot, what, six, four. 6 foot well, four, six four, foot five.
I wouldn't say two guys. I would say maybe 3.5 guys. I mean, I
550 plus pounds in there. I mean, it's going to be amazing, and I can't. And it's going to be action. These guys know what they have on the line. That's the thing, because they're not just fighting. It's another fight. This is another chance, another step for them.
This is an important fight for both of you guys. You know, for that reason. Might be a silly question, but I mean this sincerely. Did you have to do something, reinforce, you know, the squared circle? Do you have to do anything special because 500 and some pounds?
Yeah, it's funny that the guy that actually built the ring, who sets it up every time, Gary Grant, he said, look, you know, he did put some more reinforcement stuff in there. He actually put a new top rope and a new second rope on too as well. So we're in good shape. I mean, he did a great job with that, and we're in great shape. But I really think these guys are going to stand in the middle and bang it out. I don't see them really hitting the ropes too much. I think the plan is that they want to make a statement and they want to knock somebody out.
I wasn't worried about the ropes. I'm talking about the whole thing falling apart.
It's not,
you know, like it happened in the WWE when the whole thing fell apart. How do you train something different? What do you do to your knuckles to get prepared to hopefully, for your sake, hit Gabriel Gonzaga in the noggin?
Yeah, my training is totally different than MMA, you know. I'm training 2 times a day. I'm monitored to Saturday, and I need to more conditioning, you know, because that's 5 rounds of 2 minutes. But sometimes I watch a lot of fights from BKFC, and sometimes the guys in the first 2 minutes go to kill or die, you know. Mm-hmm. And if you don't kill in the first round, the second round is going to be tired. And I train too hard to fight the 5 round, same thing. But I can't believe this fight is going to be 5 rounds, you know.
Or four, or three, or yes, two.
Exactly. especially because the two have guys, you know, we have hands. And I know we're going to try the victory all the time, and I'm aware for that. I'm trying too hard. And I know I'm going to win this fight.
But you have to prepare for those five rounds.
Yeah.
You know, nobody in their right mind thinks it's going to go five rounds.
Yeah.
But you and Gabriel Gonzaga have to be ready for
10
it.
Rounds. If you put to fight in 10 rounds, I'm okay for 10 rounds. No problem.
10 rounds. So after the five rounds with Gabriel, you're next.
I'll take a shot.
An idiot.
What? I think I got a minute of my life to run from this guy.
Hey, Randy, I watched Bigfoot loosen up last night. He was training. The one thing that really surprises me about him is his hand speed. At first, I was like, you know, he was just warming up real, you know, taking it easy, loosening it up. And I'm like, I thought his hands were a little faster. Then he started hitting the pads, and I was like, wow. This guy, his hand speed for a guy his size is really incredible.
That training last night was in Tampa, right?
Yeah.
Because I heard it in St. Pete. so it definitely was incredible. Antonio, thank you very much for stopping by. Best of luck on Saturday. I know everybody cannot wait for this. And just by looking at you, I can tell you can't wait for it Saturday as well.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here with you guys. And wait for Saturday, 19. We're going to be awesome day, awesome night. It will be my night.
It'll be outstanding. We're going to send you a care package from Ape Man Strong for coming by and saying hi and talking to us. Let's go hit a quick break. Coming to you from the DoubleTree Airport here in Tampa as we get ready for BKFC8. I can't wait. I know you can't either. We'll be right back. She stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, now, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait, oh, hesitate. Let's move.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Most exciting fight promotion is back. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship 8, live from the Florida Fairgrounds in Tampa, with a monstrous fight card, including Bigfoot versus Gonzaga, as Bigfoot Silva makes his bare knuckle debut against Gabriel Gonzaga. Plus, Jim the Beast Allers battles Julian Hellboy Lane in the semifinals of the Women's Featherweight Tournament. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship 8, Saturday, October 19th. Tickets available exclusively at bareknuckle.tv.
Wouldn't it be sweet to have an endless supply of Culver's fresh frozen custard? Do what we do. Pour fresh dairy into your temperature-controlled custard machine. Trust me, once you have one, you'll wonder how you ever lived without it. Adjust flow to produce creamy ribbons of frozen custard. And lastly, do the spoon test to ensure smooth texture. Yum.
Better yet, come to Culver's and leave the whole frozen custard made throughout the day thing to us. Welcome to Delicious.
Hey guys, this is Kelvin Gastelum. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right now, baby, it's all right.
me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.